listener production.
Hi, it's Lauren Wilson with your local news briefing. The federal government is giving $20 million to the state government to boost Queensland's household resilience program. Up to 1,100 additional low-income homes in north and central Queensland can be made safer and more secure by building resilience to natural disasters such as cyclones and severe storms. The program will be extended by up to 3 years, so even more families can apply for the funding. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says it's about being prepared.
Queensland is the most disaster-prone state, and we lead the country in helping households to build resilience, to prepare for those disasters before they come.
More than 16,000 workers across regional Queensland have started back at work with the 2023 sugar crushing season starting trials. Coinciding with the start of the season, the Australian Sugar Milling Council is reflecting on the trainees and apprentices who make significant contributions to the industry. This year, mills are expected to produce between 4 and 4.5 tonnes of raw sugar. And the state peak's body representing motorcyclists is calling for better data collection when it comes to road fatality reporting. Queensland Motorcycle Council President Graham Keyes claims 50% of motorcycle deaths are riders who are unlicensed, unregistered, uninsured or riding stolen bikes.
We want to be able to differentiate the different types of riders that are involved in fatalities and serious injuries, and that will give us the ability to actually start to think about how we would do targeted training for those particular groups of people.
It says Queensland's average motorcycle fatalities have risen by almost 30% in the last 5 years. Taking a look at local sport, in the QRL, our Mackay Cutters bagged their first win over the weekend, victorious over the Sunshine Coast Falcons 16-10. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for Mackay and the Whit Sundays local news and add to your favourites now.